Christ dies triumphant. Suddenly the gloom lifted from the cross. In trumpet-like tones that seemed to resound throughout creation, Jesus cried, "It is finished. Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." A light encircled the cross, and the face of the Savior shone with a glory like the sun. He then bowed his head and died. Amid the awful darkness, Christ had drained the dregs in the cup of human woe. In those dreadful hours he had relied on the evidence of his Father's acceptance heretofore given him. Acquainted with the character of his Father, by faith he rested in him whom it had ever been his joy to obey. And as he committed himself to God, the sense of the loss of his Father's favor was withdrawn. By faith, Christ was victor. Again darkness settled on the earth, and there was a violent earthquake. Wild confusion ensued. In the surrounding mountains, rocks were rent asunder, and went crashing into the plains. Sepulchres were broken open, and the dead were cast out. Priests, soldiers, executioners, and people lay prostrate on the ground. When the loud cry, "It is finished," came from the lips of Christ, it was the hour of the evening sacrifice. The lamb representing Christ had been brought to be slain. The priest stood with lifted knife, the people looking on. But the earth trembled, for the Lord himself drew near. With a rending noise the inner veil of the temple was torn from top to bottom by an unseen hand, throwing open to the gaze of the multitude a place once filled with the presence of God. The most holy place of the earthly sanctuary was no longer sacred. All was terror and confusion. The priest was about to slay the victim, but the knife dropped from his nerveless hand, and the lamb escaped. Type had met antitype. The great sacrifice had been made. A new and living way was prepared for all. Henceforth the Savior was to officiate as priest and advocate in the heaven of heavens. By his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us.